Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Many times when I do interviews with other media outlets, I record them and post them for patrons of KKHI. It's just part of the service we do. I guess some of the patrons could have heard them or could have heard about them, or you can find them from other outlets. It's not like this is anything exclusive. You can certainly find this on the KCMO Talk Radio 710 website as well. I thought I'd pass it along to everyone on this episode of KKHI because it's a very interesting conversation with Chris DeGaul on KCMO, who has me on frequently after Chiefs games. I appeared on his broadcast at 11 a.m. on Tuesday after the Chiefs beat the Giants 20-17. And Chris loves football, and he loves talking about the Chiefs, and we do that. And we talk about the mess that is Patrick Mahomes right now as he's lost pretty much all of his confidence in mojo, and can he get it back? But more importantly, Chris is such a good friend, and these are such good people at KCMO that I mentioned to Mark, the producer, before I came on. I said, would you mention to Chris, I have something, if he would indulge me, that I would like to discuss for a few minutes on his show. And of course, it's the quote-unquote research being funded by Anthony Fauci at Kansas State, where they're supposedly researching ticks on beagles. It's unfathomable this is taking place. And I'm not letting go, and I'm not stopping. The update is this. I've reached out to the office of the president at Kansas State University once again on Tuesday, and I've not heard back from them on a confirmation of whether this is taking place, whether it's stopping, whether they're going to refund the money, or what is going to happen at Kansas State. There is no comment at this point, but I'm going to reach out to them every single day until I get some sort of an answer as to what they're going to do at Kansas State in this horrific, evil, cruel, inhumane study that apparently is being done or has been reported as being done, and we saw in Breitbart News over the weekend. So there is the update. And I'll have this for you. You'll hear Chris DeGaul and I talking a little football, and then we'll talk about the study at Kansas State. This episode is brought to you by Back9 Development. Online at back9development.com. If you're looking for a commercial property, room additions, custom homes, or maybe even a condominium complex or a condo as an investment property, check out the Solheim at Grand Mere on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. Online at back9development.com or call TJ Vilkanskis at 785-236-0161. For back9development.com. And Hutch, my man in amazing garage floors. He measured my garage yesterday. They'll be doing my garage floor at the end of this month. I'm very excited about that. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139. Hutch wants me to pass along to all of you that he has closed up the shop for winter as far as doing the driveways. No more sealing the driveway. The weather's too cold at night. The days are too short, and it can't be done. So it's going to be the spring before you can get your driveway sealed now. But you can certainly get that new driveway floor from AmazingGarageFloors.net. And 360DocumentSolutions.com, they're looking for good people who are about to lose their jobs because they did not follow a vaccine mandate. This could be military, government, private company. If you're afraid you're losing your job because you do not want to take the vaccine, contact Mark at 360DocumentSolutions.com. He thinks you might be a good fit with their office and the folks that work there. So give Mark a call if you are concerned. He'll help you with your career too, whether it's technical support, maybe you can help as a techie, or if you would like to be in sales, they're looking for great salespeople all the time. There are jobs all over the state of Kansas and western Missouri. It's not just in the Kansas City area. If you know somebody this might be a fit for, contact Mark Lindquist at 360DocumentSolutions.com. Mark's number is 913-745-5344. And as a footnote, Mark is an Election Day warrior. Props to him. Of everyone I know, it seems that he contacted more people, at least 50, employees, associates, clients, friends that live in Overland Park to vote Mike for mayor, that live in Johnson County to take over the school boards. I went and voted and mentioned to the poll worker, the lady, I said, I bet you never seen this many people voting for school board. And she said, it was a little old lady, and she goes, isn't it great? And I said, yes, ma'am, it is. They woke us up, and we're taking this back. Now, and people were looking around because I'm kind of loud sometimes, and people were looking around like, what are you looking at, folks? I said it. Deal with it. And it's awesome. The turnout for these school board elections, they're going to break all records in Wyandotte and Johnson County today for school boards. I promise you, there will be more votes cast for school boards in these counties than ever before, and I think that is fantastic. I'm off to the watch party with Mike Zinnege and the folks at Mike for Mayor in Overland Park. Jessica and I will be his guests this evening. And we'll report back on KKHI on Wednesday on how that went. We think he's going to win. We're very optimistic. And great days ahead for Overland Park. All right, on with the podcast. I was on with Chris DeGaulle earlier today on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 in KC. Hit it!
Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
Interesting bit of Chiefs news today. It's trade deadline day today. As you probably know, if you're a hardcore fan, Melvin Ingram from the Steelers just traded. He's a pass rusher for the Steelers. He was just acquired by the Kansas City Chiefs for a sixth round pick. What does that mean? I bring in a guy who knows better than me what it means. And by the way, will it help? I hate admitting that when it was knotted up at 17 with just a few minutes left, you'd think that a guy like me would have just stuck it out and watched the rest of it. But it was already late. I needed to get up. Kevin, I turned it off and I went to bed. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is the podcast I hope you download and listen to. He doesn't go to bed. He watches it all for you and then immediately runs to the podcast and talks about it as well as other. I shut it off, Kevin. I went to bed, my man. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris.
I couldn't bear to watch it. It worked out, but I wasn't going to do it. Hi.
Well, so here's where I blew it this year. I mean, I couldn't have been more wrong. I said, look, I don't know what the Chiefs have on defense, which sounded pretty good at the start of the year. But, you know, you got Patrick Mahomes and these offensive weapons. Even if the Chiefs aren't Super Bowl caliber, if they're not, you know, whatever, they're an exciting, fun team to watch for years to come. This is going to be great. They're dreadful to watch. I mean, they are painful to watch at this point. Yeah. And it's not, you know, some teams in the NFL or the Chiefs teams in the past have been just absolutely dreadful because you knew they had nothing in them. Like they were just going to punt every time. That isn't the Chiefs. I mean, they're a carnival act. They're throwing the ball around. It's bouncing all over the place. It's getting tipped in the air and getting picked off. It's being fumbled. But it's like the, you remember the old, what they call that thing where the demolition derby, where they'd had, you know, they had all these cars, these old beaters, and you just ran into each other all the time and beat the crap. And the last car standing was alive. That's the Chiefs right now. It's just demolition derby every night.
Yeah, yakety sacks. That's what we got to find that, would you, Mark? Yakety sacks. That's what they need. It's like a blooper reel all the time. Every play seems like a potential blooper reel. The ball bouncing off helmets, guys sliding around, Mahomes running around. What is it? Is it a lack of focus? Now, here's what somebody said to me. They said Mahomes is a new dad. He's got 3 trillion investments. He's doing 5,000 spots on television. Like, he's just distracted. His head's not in the game anymore. Is that a fair critique or no?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's do this. Everybody listening to this broadcast right now, you and I included, everyone at some point in our lives have taken something for granted. We just took something for granted, and we thought it was going to be easy, and it was going to be okay, and okay, I've got this covered. Like breathing air. I take that for granted. I've got that. Well, someday you may wake up with lung cancer, and it's not so easy. Nothing in life is a given. You always have to work at it. I think Patrick Mahomes got in a spot where this was just too easy. I don't think he's in particularly great shape, by the way. I don't think he's as quick as he's been. I think he's been out doing all kinds of other stuff. That certainly is a distraction. But here's what's happened now with all these turnovers. He's just getting barraged with people questioning him. How come you're turning the ball over? How come you're turning the ball over? His mom's on Twitter blaming the receivers. His wife's blaming the rules or the referees. You know, he's got all these people around and come up with all these excuses. The bottom line is at this point, Patrick Mahomes has no confidence. It's shot. He's like a golfer that can't make a 3-foot putt. He's like a pitcher that can't throw a strike. He's inaccurate. He doesn't know where it's going, and he doesn't know what to do. And we saw at times last night, he had that look in his eye. We always say the cliche deer in the headlight. It is an apt description. He looked scared. He looked lost on the football field. Patrick freaking Mahomes looked absolutely lost in that football game last night, like he didn't know what to do next. His little short passes didn't look good. He's lost it. His mojo is gone. He has no confidence. And professional athletes at the highest level, Tiger Woods went through this. When he came back, he couldn't chip a golf ball. He had the yips with the chip, with a chipper around the green. He couldn't do it. It was in his head. It's in Patrick Mahomes' head. Now, the people I talk to say, you don't get that back in a season. That ain't coming back this year. And the light bulb's not going to go on. It's going to take a complete rededication in the offseason to a completely different style of football, and then maybe you'll get it back. But he just absolutely looks lost right now.
I was going to say, sincerely, is that a sports psychology issue? I don't know what that field is and how real or legit that is. Is that do athletes really go to psychologists and get that coached out of them?
All athletes want to know what the zone is. They go see psychologists. They read books. They talk to experts. They talk to people that played before them, and they say, how did you get in the zone? How did you stay in the zone? We can recognize athletes in the zone all the time in any sport. It isn't hard to do. We see it over and over and over. I've never met one athlete that can describe how they got there. When they are there, it's euphoria. Everything they do is easy. Every golfer makes every putt, okay? Every boxer lands every punch. Every quarterback drops every football right in the hands of the receiver, and it's just easy. They're not thinking. Their body's just playing, and it's the zone. It's happened to me a couple of times playing golf. I've played a couple of really, really good rounds of golf for me, and I couldn't believe it. It was like it didn't matter what shot I hit. It was just perfect that day. But it's really, really hard to do and sustain over time. Mahomes has just flat lost that. There is no zone for him right now.
I can't even describe how disappointed, and I say disappointed sincerely, not angry, disappointed at the, I know a lot was made about the Tyrann Mathieu tweet about the most toxic fan base in the world. That one didn't bother me as much as Anthony Hitchens' tweet, which to me is emblematic of something far worse. When a guy says, I got mine and I don't really care what you think, that's the worst to me. When they basically said, I got my check, I don't care how I play or what you think about it. That's a cancer you can't come back from as a player, I don't think.
It's a thing that Andy Reid, his generation of coaches has never, this is all new. I mean, he's older. And he hasn't had to deal with young athletes that are on Twitter saying things and spouting off. It was very easy to control locker rooms and control the message in the history of football until recently. And now you can't stop these players. They get contracts. You can't tell them to stay off Instagram or TikTok or Twitter. They won't do it. It's their lifestyle. It's like saying you can't eat lunch. I mean, you can't take it away from players. And they do it, and it'll rip a team apart. You know, in baseball, long before social media, Chris, this is you know this about baseball. You've heard this. There's been a million players. I can't tell you how many times I went in a baseball clubhouse, and a team lost 8-1, okay? But one guy was 2-for-4 with a solo home run, and he's sitting there having a beer, laughing, having a good – he had a good night, man. He was 2-for-4. He hit a home run. They lost the game, but he's okay. And baseball sort of lends itself to that.
Yes.
That's creeping into football now, and it really, really scares me.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than hearing a guy say, I got my paycheck, so I mean, how I play is in – it's like I won the lottery, so nothing matters to me anymore. I'll just eat and drink with reckless abandon. I'll screw around on my wife. I'll just behave like a bad guy because I got my money.
Okay, well –
not good.
So I'm not accusing Patrick Mahomes of doing anything wrong, certainly not the way he acts in public or the way he lives his life or his family or any of that. Okay, we all have our own families. I think he's surrounded by loony family members, but that's his issue, not mine. And I've thought that from the start. I mean, these people are certifiable. All right, they're nutty people. He's surrounded by them. He made his bed. No, they are. They are. I mean, his fiance shaking her butt for a camera on TikTok, and his brother trying to become a TikTok video sensation, and he's sitting at the table in the background. Looks like he's like, what is happening in my life? Why are these people here, and why are they doing this? So that's his mess. He's going to have to deal with that. This man has never said no to anybody, so he's having a hard time, I think, telling them, no, you can't be these social media, whatever. But think about this. He got here. He sat a year. He was humble. I remember a time specifically right outside Alex Smith's locker. I went in to interview Alex, and there's like 30 reporters around. It's crowded. So the next two lockers next to him covered with people. The next locker over, and the quarterback of the team gets two lockers. So it's a double wide locker that Alex Smith had. The locker next to him was Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes had just come back from lunch, and he's just standing there waiting on reporters, and I'm holding mic. I turn to him, and I'm away from the crowd. I go, I'm sorry, dude. I'll be out of here in a second. He's like, oh, no problem, sir. It's okay. It'll be just fine. I'll just wait. Well, professional athletes don't say that. That was the year Patrick Mahomes was sitting out, his first year. Now imagine you win the MVP, you win the Super Bowl, you win the Super Bowl MVP, and you have $500 million. Do you approach work the same way every day? Hell no. Not a person on earth does. Athletes struggle with this all the time. He's going to have to grow up and mature and learn how to be incredibly rich and live a great life of a lot of different pursuits and things that he likes, but dedicate his time to football. He's going to have to learn this.
Well, I hate invoking his name because it makes a lot of us, you know, it's fun to hate him, but you can't deny the man.
Oh, I know.
Tom Brady
is
emblematic of exactly what you're talking about, right?
You know, what would be great is if Patrick Mahomes and his fiance went on vacation in the off season for a week to Brazil with the Bradys, it would be the best thing that ever happened to Patrick Mahomes. Just go spend a week with the man.
I you know what? I couldn't agree with you more. I wish he would learn at the feet of Tom Brady.
Or Russell Wilson.
For that perspective, if nothing else.
Or Russell Wilson. You know, he's got a celebrity wife, so he's dealing with a lot of trappings too. You know, she's at the Met Gala and doing all this stuff. She's got that. Peyton Manning on the Manning Cast last night, which is on ESPN2, was just shaking his head and scratching his head over the way Patrick Mahomes was playing. You know, it wouldn't hurt him to go visit Peyton Manning in the offseason too and say, listen, Peyton, I want to come to your place. I want to bring some tapes. I want to sit down for a couple of days and just go over the film. Tell me what you think. Because as great a coach as Andy Reid is, the people that can help him are the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Bradys, the Russell Wilsons. It's guys like that.
Great point. All right, I want to take a break because there's much more to talk about. We've got some other issues that we want to address. There's some hinky stuff going on with the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Fauci, and your Kevin Keatsman. So when we get back, more with Kevin Keatsman and his podcast. Don't miss it. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. It's a daily pod you don't want to miss. We'll be back with more Kevin here on KCMO.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Mark has been sending me some of the screen. You know, Mark is our official text ombudsman. I asked you to text your I voted sticker today. Municipal elections all over both sides of the state line. So if you have a school board race, a judicial race, some sort of county issue or a tax issue, this stuff matters, particularly school board races. So get out there and vote today. Text in your I voted sticker to 816-576-7710. And we will randomly select someone to win this. I gave it short shrift. It is actually cooler than I thought. This KCMO Talk Radio coaster. I snickered at it when Mark said that's all we had to give away. I said, please don't say cool coaster. It's actually a nice little decorative coaster. I'll hand it to you, Mark. You weren't wrong.
Thank you.
It's a handsome small piece of furniture. Perfect for your mug or cup. All right, back with Kevin Keatsman. Most of the podcast, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, and he discusses all matters of sports, politics, pop culture, life in general. Before we move off of sports, I have one more thing, because I know we want to get into the K-State issue, and I agree, because I know how much you love that university, and this is disturbing stuff we found out. May I ask you quickly about the Colin Kaepernick Netflix thing? Only because the Babylon Bee, Kevin, had a great parody post on this, and it was something to the effect of, I'm going to screw it up now. I just had it a minute ago. Hang on. It said, here it is. Headline, Kaepernick said, Kaepernick sad, no slave owner will enslave him no matter how many times he tries out to be a slave.
Correct.
I loved it. It's absurd, right? This whole notion that the combine is like slavery.
He needs to be ignored. His opinions mean nothing. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. He's made millions of dollars off of race. He is a racist. There is no question about that. And when you dedicate your life to this topic and make millions off of it, by definition, that's exactly what you are. He can call himself a social justice warrior if he wants. That's fine. Look, he says playing in the NFL or going to the NFL is like being a modern day slave. And at the same time, he says he's continuing to try to get back, but nobody will have him. Well, why would you want to go back to being a slave? Nothing he says makes any sense. So they're doing a documentary on him. Nobody will give me a chance. I want to go back. You want to go back to being a slave? This is one I've never heard. Okay, I want to see that T-shirt. Cap, go ahead, take your Castro T-shirt off and put a T-shirt on that says, I want to be a slave again. I dare you. He won't.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, it's absurd. Now, let's pivot to the National Institutes of Health. We heard this horrible story, and now that you can wade into this, this is maybe something you wouldn't have touched on, or maybe you would have, I don't know, back in your exclusively sports talk days. Dr. Fauci and these grants experimenting on beagles and other animals, grant money, taxpayer money coming from the NIH. There was a news report that Kansas State was the recipient of some of this stuff. Explain. What do you know?
Okay, so a few months ago, I have two boys that went to K-State. I went to K-State. Their mom went to K-State. My daughter went to Georgia. A few months ago, we learned that at the University of Georgia, they're a lot like K-State. They're veterinary medicine. They're agriculture. The schools are very similar in size. The campuses are kind of the same. They're relatively conservative schools all around. I learned, and my daughter was a researcher there, and was in the science department. She's now a researcher at Children's Med working on COVID research for kids, which is much better than tick research on beagles, which we'll get to in a moment. We learned that Georgia did this, and I was crushed. I was like, my God, that's where I sent my daughter. They're killing beagle puppies at the University of Georgia. Then we saw these other reports from the White Coat Waste Project around the world where we've been funding other governments to do research killing dogs. And now this weekend, Breitbart reports that the White Coat Waste Project has obtained revealing documents through a Freedom of Information Act that shows Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Infectious Disease gave $536,311 to Kansas State University this year to buy 18 baby puppy beagles, put them in a lab, strap them in a cage, infect them with bacteria by shooting needles into them, and then throwing 100 ticks on them. The ticks eat them alive. Then they study the ticks, whether the ticks got the bacteria. Then they kill the beagles. The beagles are like 4 months old when they kill them.
Ugh.
This is the sickest thing ever. I've got a phone number. I called General Richard Myers. He's the president at Kansas State, and I want everybody to know this. He's a great American patriot. He is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under George Bush. He was the acting chairman of the Joint Chiefs on 9/11. He is a great conservative. He is a great American patriot. I don't think General Myers, who's the president at K-State, has any idea that Fauci has been paying to kill beagles at Kansas State, which is one of the most renowned veterinary schools in the country. You go to K-State to keep animals alive and keep them healthy, not to inject them with bacteria and sick 100 ticks on puppies. This is gross. And I've called his office, and here's General Myers' office for any of your listeners. 785-532-6221. I'll give it again in a couple of moments if you want to grab a pencil and write it down. There's three ways to win here. If you love K-State, you should make the call. If you love dogs and beagle puppies, you should make the call. If you hate Anthony Fauci, you should make the call. It's a trifecta, Chris. This is disgusting. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what's going on. I was so hurt yesterday when I found out that my alma mater was doing this. Crushed.
One particular division, one particular maybe department head or something, perhaps. As you said, it's...
Look, veterinary medicine, sorry, I'm sure there's a research grant to the veterinary college. I don't know. They've got that NBAF thing out there. They've got billions of dollars of federal money. They're building... underground, I don't know if you know exactly what this thing is, but it was a big deal. It's been taking 10 years to build. They're going to take like mad cow disease, infectious diseases in animals, food supply. They take them hundreds of yards down underground in these bunkers because you can't let them get out. They're doing that research in Manhattan. It's K-State working with the federal government. It's all federally funded. It's very dangerous. If this stuff gets into the air, the cows will die all over the Midwest. But that's real research that is national defense for us. We don't want the Chinese poisoning our food supply. I understand the research we're doing in that lab. I cannot have anybody explain to me how you put bacteria in beagle puppies, strap 100 ticks on these dogs, let them basically get bit to death, and then put them down to see what happens to the ticks. This is so gross. So gross. I'm sorry. These are not lab rats. These are not lab rats. These are puppies. 785-532-6221. If you live in Kansas, it doesn't matter where you live. It's your tax dollars. It's federal money. They're killing beagle puppies.
785-532-6221. Kevin Keatsman has issues. Plenty more on this, I'm sure, over at the podcast. I've got tickets to the Green Bay game Sunday. I'm an idiot, but I'm meeting up with some friends, and I've only got to pay for parking. So,
there's the bottom line.
I'll have a cigar.
Right?
Is that it? I'll have a cigar. That's what I'll enjoy early.
Right. And you don't drink the $16 beers, right?
That's right. I don't even drink anymore, right. so I won't be hung over either
right.
way.
Right. So it doesn't cost you anything to go to the game.
Right,
that's
Kev.
Great.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, my man.
Thanks,
that's
Chris.
Kevin Keatsman. Kevin Keatsman has issues. Don't miss the podcast as we take a break for news. Steve Moore, our chief economist, just around the corner on KCMO.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.